The Ticket. Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side. Before we get back to talking to John U. Bacon, I want to tell you about the great deals over at Brighton Ford. Get on board with Brighton Ford by going to BrightonFord.com. Call 1-800-NEW-FORD to make it out to the lot at 8240 West Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. John Cuter and his crew will take awesome care of you. They'll put you in a new 2022 Ford F-150. Still some left on the lot. The F-150 Super Crew, to be exact, $349 per month with $5,900 down, or $585 a month with $500 down. How about the 2023 Ford Edge SEL? $395 a month with $3,500 down, or $519 a month with $500 down. And last but not least, folks, that Ford Bronco Sport Big Ben 2023, $370 a month with $4,500 down, or $543 a month with $500 down. For those and other great deals, get on board with Brighton Ford by going to BrightonFord.com. Call 1-800-NEW-FORD or make it out to the lot at 8240 West Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Talking to John U. Bacon, who has coached teams, who have been around college teams. You've been around, young players and locker rooms. And so what about the, I think, legitimate argument that, you know, NIL, especially NIL to incoming players, can impact locker room culture? Should that be a deterrent? A pay-for-play deterrent in your eyes? Is that something that would be a casualty, an absolute casualty of a pay-for-play setup, or do you think it's something that could be overcome?
It can be overcome if you know what you're doing. And it's kind of like, you know, a five-star coming in versus a four-star. It's the scholarship athletes in the old days versus the non-scholarship athletes, the walk-ons versus the stars and so on. There's a way to handle it. And once you start playing favorites beyond whatever the money is, you can't play favorites once you're in the locker room. So because this guy's a $2 million guy or whatever, does not mean he can be late for the bus. I'm sorry. And I guarantee you very few coaches are going to believe me on that one, but some will. Bo would have, and I'm pretty confident Jim Harbaugh would too. So there are ways to do that depending on how the coach handles it after the fact. So it's not the first time we've had things that divide a locker room, again, scholarship versus non-scholarship, All-American versus, you know, third stringer, demo team, etc. There are all kinds of decisions already in place there, and smart coaches handle them well, and poor coaches don't handle them well. You can't be blinded by the resume, and you can't be blinded by the money. What I am curious about is the people who are giving the money for this, especially individuals, will they be tolerant of their guy riding the bench if they give him, you know, a five-star, $2 million? We've seen five stars wash out of Michigan. If you pay $2 million for one of those, how are you going to handle it? That is an open question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do wonder what the or else, the or what is to that. I mean, I guess they can withhold future donations. That could be an or what, an or else. But back to the original point, I think it's a legitimate concern. I even think that it would lead to some issues initially, but to me, I think the issues would lessen over time as guys got used to that dynamic. I look at the pros as an example, and I know these are younger semi pros is what I call them. Everything about what they, you know, from the amount of games they play to the amount of preparation they have, to the amenities, the training, the trainers that they have, all of that stuff is pro-like, right? But we'll call them semi-pro because they are student athletes. But Bakes, you go to a pro locker room, and I used this example before, watching Hard Knocks. They had Aiden Hutchinson step up in front of a room of veterans, and they asked him how much his signing bonus was, and he said $20 million. Which is most of those guys would never sniff in their careers, let alone as a signing bonus. And he's never played a down. And the culture was great. So, but they're used to that in the NFL. They're used to the first round pick getting the big money, right? That's how it's been done with time. So everyone's been conditioned to say that's just the hierarchy. That's how it works we can still be a team. I think with time, the same thing could be accomplished in college. In the interim, it's, I agree with you, it's up to the coach to set the culture and not let that be a function of who makes what.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Well, exactly right. But you're right. If you're coaching, though, this is one more not small element that you will now have to navigate to make your team a team. And what impresses me so much about last 2 years, Michigan teams, you're in there more than I am and so on, but, man, that is a genuinely unified team, a team that felt great sense of belonging, purpose, mission. And I know that, and it's post-NAL. Some of the guys were getting, you know, good money, of course, including J.J., and others, and most of the team probably wasn't. So that in mind, it can be done. But it takes two things. A, you better have one hell of a coach and coaching staff to instill those values. And two, of course, you have to have the right kind of guy. Some guys aren't going to work out like that. And the $13 million guy, I don't think I'd want him anyway.
Right.
So it's not going to be worth it, not for me as a coach, you know, from a coaching point of view. So you have to get the right kind of guys. Aiden Hutchinson, yeah, he's making a $20 million bonus. Did he work this year? Hell yeah. Was he not good but great in the locker room? You know he was. He's a freshman, basically, in NFL terms, and he's already basically the leader of that team. So you got the right guy. And so it can be done. It is trickier. It is harder. It can be done with the right players and the right coaches.
Yeah. I don't pretend that it's easy. That's an easy thing for coaches to do. I feel for them, you know, how they operate amongst the lawlessness, especially at a place like Michigan, right? But you know, the point that I made earlier, you pick and choose what lines you want to push. And, you know, I think in this instance, it's not that I'm an advocate for breaking the rules, but, you know, I would be of the mind of, hey, let's figure out how we can do this legally. Let's figure out how we can get into the prospect compensation space. I don't know if that's just a euphemism, Bakes, but for pay for play. But still, let's see how we can get into this space legally. I don't think that's the mindset, and I don't know if that is going to be something that hurts them irreparably moving forward. I think it hurt them in this cycle. That doesn't mean it's going to be that way forever, but you know, you pick and choose. Hey, they picked the analyst coaching line to push, and they kind of stepped over it a little bit. Not that I care, because all the programs are doing that anyway. John U. Bacon. I mean, hey, we got another coach here that can really get it done. The guy was a really good at what he did. I think you. Talking about Aiden Hutchinson, you ask him what he thinks about the guy. He's like, man, that dude can coach. Same thing with David Jabo. You won a Big Ten title, and the performances of those guys was a big part of it. I don't care that it was an analyst helping with that. You gave me a ticket for doing 75 and a 70. That was a line they decided to push. I'm saying not even in a rule-breaking sense, but just in a thought process and exploration side of things, that this is a line that I would explore what is the line and how can we make sure that we're more competitive without crossing it.
Yeah. And by the way, your earlier line, you know, that pay for play is probably coming in the near future. Yeah. Like yesterday. So, you know, at the usual suspects, they're already doing that. That's pretty much a given, I think. But yeah. And as far as the NCAA goes, holy mackerel. And look, you know me, I'm old school. I believe in amateur athletics. I wish they had a viable minor league in football and basketball to give athletes an option the same way you do in baseball and hockey. I have defended the NCAA even as I hated it because of, you know, I think it's necessary. No one likes the IRS, but you got to have it, basically, is my view. Not anymore. screw this. The NCAA is so pathetic. And and this puts me over the top. You got it for jaywalking five times. Michigan says, you know what? Busted. We're not arguing it. We're not screaming about it. We're not complaining about it. Busted, jaywalking. What's the fine? And they say, no. We want more than that, though. We want humiliation. Okay. So you basically came to a gang fight an arson, lighting up the entire city. And the guy is, jaywalking across the street to go take a look. That's the guy you get. So, all right. So I am done with the NCAA. If they blew it up tomorrow, how about this? If they blew up tomorrow, what would be the difference? What would change? What can you point to?
Well, there is a line of thought, though, that says they're getting us for jaywalking. Can you imagine if we were holding a match what they would do? Right? I mean, they wouldn't even tell us to put our hands up, man.
Yeah, you're getting it.
It'd be over.
And by the way, and Jimbo Fisher is saying on the record that what Nick Saban, his former boss, a boss he watched at close quarters for years, what he's doing to the players is despicable. And when I point out that Nick Saban has not been that great a coach outside of Alabama, which is true, we had national media saying, oh, but he is a great coach. You missed the despicable part. Holy mackerel. We're not talking about his damn record. We're talking about this part. And the NCAA, he just gave you it's like the mafia broke its omerta rules, so this guy's killed 10 guys. And what's that about the jaywalking part?
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Are you listening?
Yeah,
they just told you.
He did break the code, didn't he? He was like, hey, this dude's over here buying this whole team. Right.
Right.
And the total lack of self-awareness. But that wasn't the point. His point was, I got to compete with Texas A&M. Texas A&M? Michigan has to compete with South Carolina. Really?
It was bothersome and insulting.
Twilight
yes.
Zone.
So, mark this day, Ira. I am officially done with the NCAA. If it closed tomorrow, not only would I not care, I don't know if I'd notice.
I do wonder how much longer you think it can go on like this, Bakes. Strange what you can find. Strange what you can find bipartisanship on. Athletics is actually one of them.
And, I know.
I wonder with how things are so public, how things have kind of escalated so quickly, whether you think we will see a federal law to regulate this sooner rather than later.
Depends on how you define those terms, I guess, sooner or later. But you know what? Here's the thing, and you and I have said this before, that right now we're in this very odd world where the NFL is far more transparent and regulated than the NCAA when it comes to paying players. We don't know what the hell is going on, really, and there are no rules governing any of this, and the whole thing is utterly unclear and also limitless. Look, when you have a guy going to jail for killing all the trees. Was the Auburn guy killing the Alabama trees, I think, or vice versa? I think Auburn killing Alabama's trees.
Yeah, Auburn
something
guy
like
that ruined, the Alabama guy that ruined Auburn's tumor corner.
Yeah.
His tumor's
there
corner,
you
yeah.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you. I ran that one. Exactly. So we know there's no limits to the insanity of fans, and now you throw in rich fans. I mean, the $13 million thing, it shocked me for about 5 minutes, and I thought, no, of course, that's going to happen. And then, okay, they backed out this time, but someone's going to do it, and someone's going to do it soon. And this is where I have no faith in university presidents. I like Santa Ana more than all of them so far. But they have been in control of this whole mess for the last 30 years, and that's when it got worse and worse and worse. So the idea that a good idea on paper, that presidents need to take over their universities better than ADs, the presidents have proved far less effective. and controlling college athletics than the AEDs themselves. Presidents are saying yes to things the AEDs would say no to. And, you know, Don Cannon was one of them. So, anyway. So where is the change going to come? NCAA, this new guy, maybe he's – how about – maybe he's better than Emmert. Hell. If he shows up without a paid hairstylist on retainer, he's better than Mark Emmert. Boom.
So on your way out, John, easier job to – easier person to replace, Mark Slisser, Mark Slissel, or Mark Emmert?
Oh, no question, Emmert. Look, Slissel did do some good things for Michigan, and he had some good ideas in various fronts, no question about it. He did. You can also argue the negatives added up as well, and whereas Emmert, he's neither negative or positive. He's just a big, fat zero. he lacked the energy and foresight to screw up. How's that?
All right, Bakes, we're out of time, man. We're out of time. Great discussion.
Just as well. This is where I get myself in trouble anyway.
We look forward to it all the time. We look forward to it again next week. We'll talk to
you. Hey, podcast is back February 14th. Podcast season 2.
Gotcha. Appreciate it, Bakes. To the rest of you, have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.